hope you all brought your Bibles today, because we're going to do some scripture reading today. Ecclesiastes 3:8. About, I don't know, a month ago or so, God gave me a little phrase. He said, go ahead and figure it out. So I had some fun with that. He said, hate is more than a scratch in the surface of life. Now.
Say it again.
Hate is more than a scratch in the surface of life. It didn't make any sense to me. But I went and studied it out. And, you know, God has things he hates, and I'll get to that, and I'll go a lot deeper into this. But anyway, we're going to start with Ecclesiastes 3:8. It says, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And then we'll go to Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. These six things doeth the Lord hate. Yes, seven are the abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Even where... Oh, wait a minute. We're going to go to John. I want to go to John. I told you we're going to go through some scripture. John 3:20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light. Oh, I read it. I'm going to read it again. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to light, lest his deeds should be approved. Even when we're not intending to do evil, our words often show the condition of our heart. Jeremiah says that the heart is deceitful above all things and despitefully wicked. In Romans 7:15, Paul states that he wants to do the opposite of what he actually does.
Amen.
So often we speak out, I hate, and it reveals the true condition of our heart. It exposes an area of our heart that God has not yet been able to fully shed his light and love into. It exposes our carnal nature. Amos 5:14-15, seek God and not evil. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. God wants us to hate evil, murder, rape, abortion, prejudice, righteous judgment, righteous hatred. I wrote this a month ago, and then, you know, circumstances, I couldn't get it up here that week after week after week, so bear with me a little bit. Good thing you said you didn't want professionals up here, you know. God wants us to hate evil. He wants us to hate murder, rape, abortion, prejudice. Righteous judgment, righteous hatred, the key word here is righteous. What spirit are you operating in when you are hating the judge or judging someone?
There you go.
No.
Say that again.
What spirit are you operating in when you're hating or judging something or someone? Zechariah 8:17. And let none of your imagination, evil. Let none of you, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate. The Amplified Version says it this way, and let none of you think or imagine or devise evil or injury in your hearts against your neighbor.
Amen.
Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. This is taking it to a different level. We are not only to not hate others, but we are to respond to being hated with love and kindness.
Amen.
This is stated again in Luke 6:27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. We are to take worldly hate and deal with it in a Christ-like love. This is something beyond human capabilities. When we are able to let God shine through us in such a supernatural fashion, this is the glory of God. And He is able to show Himself to those around us, drawing them unto Himself. 1 John 2:9-11. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now.
Right.
He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion to stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in dark, and knoweth not where he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. When we allow the Antichrist spirit of hate to live in us and operate through us, we are also opening ourselves up in deception, and every other aspect of our life is, not could be, but is affected by it. We will no doubt be deceived in many areas when we operate in such a spirit. God has a spiritual law. God has spiritual laws. One is reaping and sowing. The more you give, the more you receive. So sooner or later, hate will return.
Right.
Hate itself might not just return, because evil spirits don't work alone. Hate might bring anger, murder, rape, whatever. And to prove this, I'm just gonna do like a little. I'm gonna use a couple of my buddies here. Let's just say you're driving down a freeway and somebody starts tailgating you. And you say, man, I hate that. All right? Well, I'm going to use Harv and Glenn here. Harv is one that says, I hate tailgating, right?
I'll be behind you.
Why don't you let him say he hates it? I'll be the tailgater.
He wants to be the bad guy. He said for this, but anyway. So he says, I hate tailgating. Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, hate has been sent, right? So hate will come back eventually. Glenn here has hated, well, I forgot to mention, Harvey here, he's black. So he's been saying he hates black people. He hates black people or whatever. So hate is there. He gets upset. Hate there turns into anger. So he gets road rage. Pulls him over. Now you got anger. Turns into, pulls him over. He got a gun on him. So now it turns into murder. Well, all these spirits work together. Now he shoots Harvey. Kills him because hate returned with other spirits. You know, I mean, it's hate just, or anger just don't, hate and anger just were together and they brought their friends.
Right.
You know, so 1 John 3, 13 through 24. That didn't sound as good as, you know, it was supposed to, but I haven't rehearsed that in a month, so. I rode with him. I know. Without ceasing. First John 3:13 through 24. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. See, hate and murder, see? And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive that we that love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But who has his words good, and seek his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we shall believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and love all, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which hath given us. Verse 15, if you live in the Antichrist spirit of hate, the Bible says you are a murderer and don't have eternal life. There is a difference in falling and allowing the hate to oppress you sometimes, and actually being controlled by or possessed by the hateful spirit. We are under that dominion no more once we have accepted Jesus into our lives, and therefore our fruit should show that. What is our fruit? The words and actions, and beyond that our thoughts. Matthew 7:16. You that know them, you shall know them by their fruits. Verse 17. If you see someone in need and are not willing to help them, you may as well just tell them point blank, I hate you. 1 John 4:19-21. We love because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. The opposite of love is hate. So since God is love, the opposite would be Satan, who is hate. Whose spirit are you operating in? Do you want to be like that? And that's all I got.
Amen.
So, just remember when you're out there this week or any other time, watch your words. Think about what spirit you're operating in, and, you know, because it will come back one way or the other.
We get to choose who's going to live in us. I like what Jackson says. He says, I only want Jesus to live in me.
That's right.
I only want Jesus to live in me. How about you? 24 hours a day, we get to choose who we're going to cooperate with, who's going to live in us. Who do you want to let live in you? Who do you want to let live in you? Father, I just thank you for each person here. I thank you for coming, Jesus. We do want to welcome you and honor you. What would you like us to hear? What would you like us to think about? What are you up to right now?